Georgia Tech doesn't just look at interstellar space. It travels through it. Georgia Tech student Michael Staub is a spacecraft flight controller for NASA, and his role? To pilot the Cassini spacecraft, which traveled around Saturn and nearby moons collecting data. The Cassini spacecraft finished its mission in September in a literal blaze of glory. It plunged headfirst into its final resting place, Saturn. Michael Staub describes Cassini's grand finale.
My name is Michael Staub. I am a spacecraft systems engineer for the Mars Exploration Rover Opportunity at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and a former Cassini spacecraft flight controller. The Cassini spacecraft, what we call the Cassini-Huygens mission, was designed to do a complete and thorough study of the entire Saturnian planetary system. So not just the planet itself, the gas giant, but the rings, the moons, the magnetosphere, basically everything that makes the planetary system tick, because Saturn is a very unique place. It's the only planet in the solar system that has really defined ring system. And then, even though we didn't know this at the time, we knew that Saturn had a couple very interesting moons, particularly Titan. It has this very hazy atmosphere that we really can't see through with visible light telescopes and visible light instruments. So part of the Cassini-Huygens mission was to send a probe down onto Titan to actually kind of see what was going on down there. And it had been theorized before we'd got there that Titan probably had liquid methane on its surface. We didn't necessarily know if it had that because we couldn't see it. So we sent the Huygens probe down there, and sure enough, we found this very Earth-like world with not only methane lakes at the North Poles, but also very distinct geological features. When the Huygens probe landed on the surface, we could actually see very bright highlands, we could see very, very dark lowlands, we could see riverbeds. We actually landed in a dry riverbed. So Titan, just within the first month of getting to Saturn, had now already shown us that it was one of the most Earth-like places we'd ever seen. The Cassini end of mission happened September 15th of this year at 4:55:46 PDT out here in California. And that was the last detectable signal we got from the spacecraft as it was plummeting into Saturn's atmosphere going roughly 77,000 miles per hour. And the reason we did that was because of something we call planetary protection. We have this sort of system in place because we want to protect these potentially biological habitable worlds like Enceladus, like Titan, from the germs that we carry on the spacecraft. So the mission planners back in 2010 came up with a very ingenious way of getting rid of the spacecraft where we would fly the spacecraft through the gap between Saturn's rings and the top of its atmosphere 22 times and get these very, very, very rich detailed measurements of the interior of the planet, actually directly sample the ring material for the first time, get direct samples of the atmosphere for the first time. And then on that last half orbit, that 23rd orbit, the spacecraft would, without any intervention on our part, would go ballistically into the planet and disintegrate. And that's exactly what it did a month ago. The real sort of the human part of it at the end was that this, even though it's a machine, you know, I had spent over 1,200 hours of my life sitting at the console, listening to the spacecraft, talking with the spacecraft. And for a lot of the flight team members, they had spent 25 plus years of their life on this one mission. You know, you put so much of your life and sometimes so much of your soul into a spacecraft. It's like a part of you is, you know, disintegrating with it. It's, you almost kind of treat it like a friend. We had to take time to, you know, come to terms with it, but it was a great experience. I think everyone on the flight team would agree that, you know, they wouldn't have traded this mission for anything else, just because it was such an incredible experience and an incredible team to be a part of.
That's Michael Staub, Georgia Tech student and spacecraft flight controller for NASA.